ABC Radio Australia.
People on Vanuatu's Ambai Island have been warned to prepare to evacuate their homes as the Manaro volcano continues to rumble. Southern areas are badly affected by ashfalls contaminating food and water supplies. As Leah Luambu reports, noise from the volcano's rumbling could be heard more than 100 kilometres away. While in the capital, Port Vila, Cabinet has been convened to discuss response measures.
Rumbling sounds from the Manaro volcano has been increasing and can now be heard in neighbouring islands. It has been a week since the Geohazard Department increased the activity of the volcano to level 3 following minor eruption activities. Manson Taridenga, the provincial disaster officer, says people are worried.
Currently, the biggest threat is the rumbling sound that continue to intensify to people are a bit frightened to hear that sound.
Mr. Taridenga says people are being warned to move to safe areas on the island.
Warn the people if they feel that they are under threat, maybe because of continued of access fall or because of a rumbling sound, then they may move on to the safe zones. So we encourage the on-island evacuation on the voluntary basis.
Gibson Tari, community leader from Northeast Ambai, says provincial officers came to their schools to inform them that people from affected areas could be coming to seek shelter.
My general school department at Saratamata, provincial headquarter, and also was included with the police officers who were there to do the awareness, especially to make sure the students always stay calm and to know that they are at the safe zone. And they also gave out some information about the status of the volcano. So those schools were chosen to be the three evacuation centres in the areas of Northeast and North Ambai.
Mr. Tari said they too have heard the loud noises from the volcano, which has scared the people in the village.
7 days ago, the noise was really loud and was really frightening. It was absolutely been disturbing. And a lot of people have been mostly frightened about the noise.
National government spokesperson Kere Manase says the Council of Ministers will be meeting later today to finalise a response. He says the provincial government and the National Disaster Office are assessing the situation on the ground. A new government evacuation order would mark the second time since 2018 that Ambai residents have been forced to abandon their homes for months due to escalating volcanic activity.